Actually, when I was 9 years old, I feel like God told me I would marry a preacher, which I know that's a big statement. And I felt that all throughout my years. Then when I was about 17, 18, I walked away from God for a few months. And I come back and I struggled with that. I thought I had lost that. And I had never told anybody. Actually, I think this is the first time I've ever told a public. A few friends know. And I had a preacher come to me, and he told me what God promised you then is still the promise now. And I had a few other preachers come to me. The will of God for you then is the will of God for you now. And I still thought that. But I've seen that come to true, and I'm so thankful.
Glory to God. Praise up my brother right there.
Well, we had, I was 17. I was 17 when we had met, a matter of there, in the fellowship hall. Church is a great place to meet. But I met her over there in the fellowship hall. And I can honestly say that I don't know how to explain it, but I felt like I just fell in love that night. You know what I'm saying? She's the lucky one. But I'm just kidding. No, but that night I really felt really drawn. You know what I mean? I felt drawn to her, but like Brother Darrell had said, some things had took some bumps and some humps in the road. When we had talked there once before and we had broke things off, I wasn't a preacher. When we had broke things off. And I can honestly say I remember after that had happened, I was, just be honest with you, I was crushed. I was. I fell into, really, I didn't talk to a lot of people about this because that's just ain't me. I don't talk about stuff like this a lot. But I fell into a real, real dark depression, Brother Taylor, and I'm telling you. And that's why I won't knock depression anymore, because I understand that's real. But I fell into that, and I finally got to the place, Brother Dwight, where God could work on me a little bit, because I was working at the time. I was working at ATS. I was paving roads. I was, you know, had a good job. I had a good paying job. I was working on scale jobs. And I don't want to sound, I don't want to get in the way or stop anything, but I was almost to the point, Brother Ron, where I was just my self-made man, if you will. You know, I had the world by the tail, if you will, and that, you know, and I don't want to just lose confidence in nobody, but that's where I was. I felt like I had everything under control for myself. I had everything for me. And then that happened, and I felt like I didn't have nothing. I'm just going to be honest. I felt broke. I was crushed, but God seen fit that through all that, He could work on me a little bit. He molded me, and I'm going to tell you what, that humbled me down more than anything I can honestly say ever in my life. And I finally got to the place where I remember Joe Loza was here preaching. I believe it was on a Wednesday night, and he was preaching about, are there any more, preaching about gifts. And I stood right there about where Brother Chris Stifler's standing, and I said, God, you let him say something about preaching, and I'll know that's what you're talking to me about. And I had felt that draw for a while, and I had stepped back there to the back, and I had prayed that again, and I come back up here about where you're standing, Brother Chris. And I prayed that again. No sooner than I had prayed that, he said, he was telling a story. He said, the last time I preached this, however many young men accepted the call to preach. And it was like it hit me in the chest. It was like a ton of bricks. And I said, all right, Lord, if that's what you want, I won't walk to the altar. I'll crawl up there. And when everything cleared out, I was a man of my word, and I got down. I think that's the only time I've ever done it in my life, Brother Darrell. I got down on my knees, and I crawled to the altar. I accepted the call to preach that night. And I can honestly say since then, everything in my life has not been, just sunshine and rainbows, if you will. But I can honestly say that when I finally submitted to the will of God and I finally got whatever I wanted out of the way and what I had to have, And I finally put my confidence in God, whatever you want, that's what we're going to do. Because I had, up to this point, I had tried to do things, you know, my way, if you will. But it just wasn't working. And when I finally submitted, I said, God, I trust you with whatever it is. I believe, God, that you're able to take care of me, to do whatever I need. When I finally put my full confidence in God, then he gave me my beautiful bride standing here to be. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I believe that no matter what, I can have confidence in him. You can trust him with your life. You can trust him with your relationships. If you don't see it coming to pass, I guess that's why I was up here to testify about not preaching. But when you can trust God in your most vulnerable state, if you will, and you can say, God, I'll give you whatever you want. My confidence, that's what he's preaching about. It's not God didn't want Isaac, he wanted Abraham. Amen. But when you can put your full trust and your full confidence in God to whatever God you want of me, God, I trust you. Whatever you say to do, Lord, I'll do it. Wherever you say to go, that's where I'm going. Whenever you can fully trust him. Amen. That's when he'll begin to move in things. I'm thankful for that today.